From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says the state appears to be wasting millions of dollars through misuse of its food assistance program. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, helps low-income Missourians get food at grocery stores by using a state-funded electronic card. But Galloway said in Springfield, her office found hundreds of thousands of transactions raised red flags, and the Department of Social Services, which administers the federal program, did very little to investigate the potential misuse of those funds.
For instance, we had about $16 million of transactions for folks that were incarcerated, deceased, and used their card outside the state of Missouri, sometimes almost exclusively for years.
Galloway's office released the findings of its audit today. Missouri's Department of Social Services did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the findings. According to the department's website, applicants for the program must be Missouri residents to qualify for assistance. Galloway is recommending DSS improve its data analytics, saying the department's current data on transactions is often incomplete or invalid. Meanwhile, authorities say an officer has fatally shot a man after he fired at police in the Springfield neighborhood. Joshua Stanford shot at officers Monday at an intersection while they were responding to a call that a package was stolen from a front porch, the Springfield News Leader reports. The officer shot Stanford after he brandished a firearm and refused to comply. No officers were wounded in the exchange. A Columbia man who told authorities he accidentally kicked his six-month-old daughter to death has been indicted on a second-degree murder charge. Cortavia Smith was arraigned on the charge yesterday, the Columbia Daily Tribune reports. The indictment said his daughter died of blunt force trauma to the head. Smith says the girl was crying during the night, so he moved her to his bed. Smith then told police he was having a dream and woke up to find he kicked the child. Boone County Prosecuting Attorney Dan Knight charged him with child endangerment after his arrest in March, but said more charges were anticipated. Smith's attorney did not immediately return a voice message. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway is beginning an audit of the former governor. It's a standard procedure anytime there is a change in administration, but as Andrea Tudhope reports, it's not standard circumstances.
Galloway says she will continue to look at the influence of political nonprofits that don't have to disclose their donors, an issue that gained traction under former Governor Eric Greitens.
The fact of the matter is corruption got worse in government over the last couple years, and we need to clean up that corruption. Missouri's reputation needs to be restored.
Her audits of both Greitens and the Lieutenant Governor's office will look at finances and compliance with state laws, as well as determine whether previous recommendations were followed. Galloway has voiced concern over Greitens' use of private attorneys to fight possible impeachment, and says she plans to continue to pursue answers and make sure taxpayers don't have to foot the bill. She says the audits will take the rest of the year to complete. I'm Andrea Tudhope.
Meanwhile, the fate of a Missouri death row inmate is on hold as a result of former Governor Eric Greitens' resignation. Marcellus Williams was hours away from his execution last August when Greitens stayed the execution after DNA evidence raised questions about the case. Williams was convicted of fatally stabbing former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter Leisha Gale during a 1998 burglary at her suburban home. However, DNA evidence found on the murder weapon matched another unknown person. Greitens appointed a board of inquiry of five retired judges to look into the case, which was scheduled to meet today. However, that meeting was canceled due to confusion about whether its authority still continues. The board has suspended its work, pending guidance from new Governor Mike Parson. I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.